This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Esteban Martinez III. Date of birth, August 28, 1985. Case ID number is 6510491. Date of exam, November 2, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023 and from Valley Baptist Micro Hospital dated 10/25/2022. Identifying information. This is a 38-year-old single male with five children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain injury / herniated disc with sciatic pain on the right side. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in April of 2022, where he did maintenance work for 5 months with one company and worked for Milestone Management, which was maintenance also for 3 years there, and then for BH for 4 years in maintenance. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a camper with his father and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, lumbar sacral back pain injury with herniated disc and sciatic right sciatic back pain. History of allegations. Lumbar sacral back pain injury with herniated disc of the lumbar spine and right sciatic back pain. The claimant states that on September 11, 2021, he was in an accident while in a bus and sustained whiplash in the neck area and the lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a shocking electric pain that runs from his cervical spine to the lumbar sacral back area and down to his right sciatic leg area. No surgeries were performed, and the claimant was told he had an L4/L5 herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area, and one steroid injection was given, which he states helped him immensely. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 25 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices and is seeing no physician at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing the laundry or any other exercise. He has no physician, comma, chiropractor, comma, or is receiving physical therapy at this time. However, he does state that they gave him 2 years of physical therapy for his lumbar sacral back area. At the present time, he's taking ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID, which he states does give him relief. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back herniated disc with right-sided sciatica pain radiculopathy. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 6 stairs with the rail, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices except for a back brace that he wears daily. He is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID and states he does no other physical activity. Family history, his father is 62 in good health. His mother is 63 and in good health. Medications, ibuprofen 800 milligrams BID. Medical problems, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc times 1 of the lumbar sacral spine area and radiculopathy of the right leg / sciatic pain. Major surgeries, right shin surgery when he was a child for removal of a blood clot. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 10 years. He states he no longer smokes. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. Delirium tremors. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight 253 pounds. Height 5 feet 10 inches tall. BP 128 over 77 mmHg. Heart rate 77 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. BMI 36. General. This is a 38-year-old male. Who appears to be a stated age and is no and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for an examination. However, the claimant did appear to be droggy and sleepy, and did appear to have some mild lumbar sacral back pain distress. Could you drop down to the skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos over his body, cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. However, he is wearing a back brace. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the right lumbar sacral back area, which appeared to radiate down to his right leg. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees on the right side and 60 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. He does wear a back brace for support. Neurological. Could you please drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute finding. Period. Spondylosis. Probable diagnoses. Number one. Lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a bus injury resulting in herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine and right sciatica / radiculopathy. The claimant has a normal physical exam and a normal x-ray reading except for spondylosis. He does have a very mild right sciatica pain, confirmed with physical examination and with the straight leg raise. However, it is very mild and appears to be a mild irritation. cervical spine exam was normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Esteban Martinez III.